90.7 WKGC. That's Minute Work here on The Mix. I pressed all the right buttons.
You did.
We're going.
We did. I'm just the Starship is being flown by my Padawan here, producer Caleb, and he's doing an excellent job.
Yes, we are.
Scott, better look out. That's all I got to say.
I think he is looking out. Thank you for looking out, Scott. we are not the County Commission.
We are not. You know, we could be.
Could we?
I don't know.
Well, why you not? Don't want to be.
Why wouldn't we be? Why couldn't we be the County Commission? It would be, the county would be a bit different, but, you know, who knows?
I think that's exactly why.
Because nobody knows?
Well, no, it would be different.
Nobody knows what we would do if we were the County Commission?
No, it would be different. Nobody really wants it to be different.
Okay.
Everyone wants changes. They don't want to have to deal
with
it.
And here comes yet another... yet another future member of the County Commission. And
Oh, gosh. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, these new headphone things sound good.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They're nice.
Except I can still hear Tom's voice. So that's a bit problematic.
Well, now, they're working on programming it so you can press a button on your headphone control box and cut my voice off.
Sounds good to me. I like it.
Yeah. Is that a feature?
I think that was a listener request, I believe, as near as I can figure.
You work with him so long, you're just going to start hearing him when the mic's off anyway. So.
I do. I hear him in my nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Probably. So, no county commission meeting today. It has been postponed till tomorrow.
Well, they're still laboring. That's what it is. They're enjoying their Labor Day.
Or they're not back in town from their Labor Day holiday.
It's possible.
Or it might rain today because of a tropical storm and they've moved
it
till
tomorrow. Well, I think it's a hurricane at this point, is it?
Not yet.
Nope. I think it's still a tropical storm.
They say it's going to be before it hits land. Not here,
not
thankfully.
Here.
Not thankfully.
To all of our good listeners, not here.
Not here. Because if it was landing here, we would be at our...
I'd be at home in my bunny slippers.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be out at the Emergency Operations Center with the rest of us trying to give people directions on what to do next.
Do I have to be there for that?
Unfortunately, we can't force you because you only work part-time.
Good.
But I think it's an experience.
I think if you're going to be a broadcaster, going out there trying to talk for 3 days straight without a break, telling people what's going on, would be a good experience for you because it would probably talk you maybe going to print journalism instead.
But I think someone doesn't want to pay you overtime.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I think that's the real thing. I'd make him go. Yeah.
72 hours and yeah, let's do it.
72 hours of overtime. even at overtime pay, it's a drag trying to figure out something to say. Unless, of course, something's happening. But
that's
on a small storm and we get activated and we go out to the EOC, it's a little difficult to fill the time sometimes.
A little bit. I've been there.
Yes, I know. I know you have. It's one of those things where you don't really want to ever have anything to say because that would be bad.
Yeah.
But if you don't have anything to say, what are you going to say? And I just...
It's pretty much like my normal broadcast day.
Yeah. It's a lot like watching the Weather Channel when it's just a tropical storm. They try, but there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that tends to be us at the EOC. But do keep in mind, we will be with you. If there's a storm coming here, we will be with you both on the radio and online so that you will know what's going on.
Absolutely. So I'm sure you've got some music queued up over there.
I probably do. This is how radio works, right?
It is. You're the guy over there in charge. So
coming up right now, we got Jam Gear. Lord have mercy. Gear Jammer by George Thurgood here on The Mix. 90.7 WKGC. Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett.
I'll take one.
Yeah. How are you going to write an entire song about cheeseburgers?
He managed to do it.
And made a lot of money doing it. He made enough money to buy Miami, but, you know, slipped away from him so fast.
That, really. I mean,
the worst part is it's a good song.
It's all right. You know, I mean,
it's a Buffett song. Buffett songs are all pretty
memorable.
Good. They're memorable. They're not, they're not something that you would hear at the with the National Symphony playing it, but they're good songs.
I mean,
is that a challenge?
Are you going to arrange?
Why not?
For the St. Andrews Pops Orchestra.
Maybe
Cheeseburger
they
in
do
Paradise.
They do a Jimmy Buffett, you know, Margaritaville sort of.
Have you ever arranged for an orchestra?
No.
Oh,
but there's always a first.
Okay.
That way, I don't know the.
I
rules.
Mean, in theory, you've done enough music to know how, right?
Sure. Okay. You put the notes on a page and hope for the best.
Page with the horizontal lines?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Put a few specs on there and hope for the best.
Are we talking math or music?
Sure.
Same thing,
Why
right?
Not? Exactly. Why not? No, I'm thinking of a couple of Jimmy Buffett songs that we can't put on our playlist. So.
Okay. Yes, I know. There is one in particular that was extremely popular. We're just not going to play it.
We can't play that one.
Although it
Caleb
it,
can't hear it. He's too young.
He's Caleb's too young. I don't think there's any really bad words in it. But there's some.
It's a questionable message.
There's a questionable
Actually,
message.
No, the message is not at all questionable.
You know exactly what it is.
Okay, yes. Okay, yeah. Well, we won't... how about we leave that alone?
How about we do?
We have this day in history.
Yes.
The history went on whether the county commission was meeting or not today.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
So in 1886, Apache Chief Geronimo surrenders to U.S. government troops. For 30 years, the mighty Native American warrior had battled to protect his tribe's homeland. However, by 1886, the Apaches were exhausted and hopelessly outnumbered. And that was the last of the Great Indian Revolts. Coming toward the end of a very sad chapter in American history,
sure.
I say. You know, the Native Americans didn't have a good immigration policy. So that's what definitely didn't have a good immigration policy, and that's just sort of what happens, I guess.
Sort of, kind of, unfortunately,
yes. So anyway, that's what happened this day in history in 1886.
On a slightly lighter note.
Yes.
1881.
Yes.
The Edison electric system goes operationer. Operationer. It goes operational. Serving 85 customers when it's turned on.
Mm-hmm. And the Edison system was a direct current system, not a Tesla and Westinghouse had the competing system.
What was the competing system?
Alternating current.
We call that AC.
AC
and DC.
And then later on, a group of guys got together and made a whole bunch of money with that name too, didn't they?
Hold on, you need to give me warning when you're going to do this.
Yeah, if I'm going to segue to him, he's not quite as quick at the control station as you are because you would have already had that pulled up. But anyway,
that's because I can read your little mind like a poorly written child's book.
Yes, it is. It's I read too much E.B. White when I was young.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, so I think so. Yes.
Well, on the other side of the break, we're going to have Shake a Leg by AC/DC here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC. Champagne Supernova by Oasis here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC.
It is.
By the way, this is producer Caleb who's sitting in my seat.
If you had been here when the show started, you would have known that.
I was on the phone. I was in the producer's office taking care of actual business. Don't get on my case.
Monkey.
Perhaps, but it
but,
is
you know,
actual
but,
business.
You know, I did introduce producer Caleb in his debut in the command console on the Starship.
I just wanted to let everybody know.
Every time,
90.7.
I'm glad.
Every time I'm in this seat, it's the debut.
Is it?
Well, no, that would,
I guess.
No, that's me, okay, because every day's a debut for me, because I really don't remember yesterday very well.
How about 1957, Tom?
I do remember 1957.
Really?
This was E-Day, big E-Day, when in all of its hubris, the Ford Motor Company decided they could just run contrary to everything that was going on and introduce a tank-like, ugly vehicle, which was described as looking like an Oldsmobile sucking a lemon. And foisted upon the American.
I can't even picture that.
I have it right here.
You need to picture it. Or somebody else called it a Pontiac with a toilet seat stuck on its radiator. And it was called the Edsel, named after one of the Ford boys. And I have actually been in an Edsel, not in 1957 that I can remember, but I've actually, a friend of mine had a father who was a car collector and had kept an Edsel, and it was in pristine condition. And so we went somewhere in the Edsel, and I got to ride in the front. See, I got to ride shotgun.
Yeah, it does look pretty bad.
And getting out of it, I clocked my knees on the dashboard, which was one of the huge flaws with that. There was almost no way to get out of that car because the dashboard wrapped around and got into your door space. You went to swing your leg sideways to step out, and you caught clock your right knee on the dashboard.
And what was the deal with the little radiator deal?
No idea. Drugs are bad, okay? I really don't know what they were going for. This thing had huge motors. It was a tank. I mean, it was literally a land yacht, and it was just dumb. Everything, there was some stuff on it, that there were some mechanical features that were kind of ahead of their time, but mostly it was just a dumb car, and Ford Motor Company took them years to get over the fact they spent a huge amount of money gearing up for this and basically couldn't give them away.
I'm looking at a picture of a Ford Edsel station wagon. It's even more regretful than the other.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least the others look classic and fun whip around town.
But they do look a little bit like an Oldsmobile sucking a lemon,
yes,
don't they?
Everything you have said is accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. It was not a great car.
Did it run well?
I was probably only in one as a teenager for, 10 miles. I did go on I-95 with it. It would go highway speed nicely.
How long did they make this thing?
A couple of years, and they just literally, I think, burned the factory to the ground and threw salt on the dirt where it was built.
Well, that's good.
It was a tough lesson for Ford to learn.
I guess so.
Okay.
Nothing quite like hubris.
Nothing like major corporation hubris.
Exactly.
There's plenty of that, which we can get to eventually. But right now it's time to talk about Mr. Bill Cordell from Raymond James. Programming on 90.7 WKGC is sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. For more information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. I need to find out what an IRA rollover is, because this job might not last so long.
Being able to read that well, you might want to get ready for that IRA rollover.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
I'm already rolling over. On the other side of the break, we're gonna hit our vinyl play of the day here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC. Taylor Swift with Delicate here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC.
That's who we're missing. Where's Wes this morning?
I don't know.
I know. We just listened to Taylor Swift, so I would have expected him to just, appear.
Maybe, like the county commission, he is,
taking the day off.
Taking the day
still
off.
Still laboring.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That too.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, we have a vinyl play today.
We do, Tom. What do we have?
We have, this is by a band that... formed in the mid-60s, 1965, and did extremely well.
Odd group of instrumentation,
too. They ended up selling 4 million albums and almost 8 million singles. And this song is the first cut off their million-selling album, their only gold album, despite the fact they sold all those, according to this information. But anyway... they kept on going until 1971, going very strong, until unfortunately their lead singer pulled a John Belushi. And that was that. So here we go with Hello, I Love You by The Doors.
Here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and Old McDonald.
That was subtle at the end there, Scott.
Thanks.
Okay. I just wanted, in case anybody missed the fact that you forgot about the second ending.
No, I can see it on the screen. It's Monday.
It says right on the screen.
You know? It's Monday.
Okay. Well, anyway, Scott and I are going to be out of here, and we're leaving everybody in the fine hands of producer Caleb, who will be entertaining you up until the noon hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the
noon
word
hour
for that?
Yeah.
That's entertaining.
Entertaining.
Well, sometimes what you do is entertaining. I mean, I know I get a chuckle out of it once in a while.
Or, in the words of Eric Clapton, he's going to change the world. How about that, huh?
Go for it.
It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Don't forget, we've got a county commission tomorrow morning, a county commission meeting tomorrow morning.